The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, I know lots of you out there are listening to the Diary of a CEO podcast with Stephen Bartlett. I want you to take a little listen to this clip from a recent episode.
I immediately flash back to an interview I had last week at our company where a young kid walks in wearing a suit and I thought, I have no idea who you are because I know that's not you. I know that you don't wear a suit. You're 22 years old. You do not wear a suit. So I have no indication. I have no clues as to who you are. And therefore, it's harder for me to figure out if you fit here. Because what he tried to do there was show up perfect, what he thought perfect was, and in some ways to hide who he actually was.
So that was Stephen Bartlett, the host of the Diary of a CEO podcast. He's a Dragon Den star and what have you. Down on suits for job interviews anyway. Trevor Twobley is with me, the CEO and co-founder of Sports Endorse. Trevor, you're not quite suited and booted, but you're looking dapper as always, it has to be said. Do you agree with him? Are suits on the way out?
I think he's been a bit hard on the lad.
Oh, yeah?
Unless that lad doesn't exist at all and he's looking for an audience, right?
Quite possibly.
Quite possibly. But no, I remember meeting a New York Giants footballer, kicker, a good guy, Jude McIntamney, played inter-county football for Derry, made it with the New York Giants. And we were meeting him in the Sports Athletic Club, at the Athletic Club in New York. Hmm. We arrived in, we did all our meetings there. It was a pretty cool place on Central Park. He arrived in with the New York Giants gear. He wasn't a fan, he was an actual player. And they put us into a corner. They actually looked at me sideways with no tie, and I was dressed like this. I think I'm fairly smart.
Yeah.
If you're front facing, if you're meeting athletes, you're meeting clients, you're meeting brands, you want to put your best foot forward, you'd be shaven, maybe a shirt, jacket. I think that's the norm. Years ago in the Sunday Tribune, you had a suit. If the sales director had a suit and the CEO had a suit, of course times have changed. But there is etiquette. You wouldn't be wearing a pair of shorts and Nike runners going to a tux ball, would you?
Mm.
I think it's a bit harsh. I think
there's a time and a place though for it though.
There is, but there's an old saying like suited and booted.
Yeah.
You know, so if someone says suited and booted, you might turn up in a suit, shirt and tie. Well, it's a place for it. I think there's an etiquette. There's a standard etiquette, wherever the case may be.
What about the idea that it's hard to judge someone? He seems to want to make a kind of a quick judgment based on what somebody is wearing.
I'd say, no, he should talk to the lad, ask him a few questions. He might judge him fairly quickly. I wouldn't be going on appearances.
Yeah.
I know we're in a very kind of social media world and perception is everything. And media is all perception, right? And you can't do much. But I'd say, no, he should maybe check into his own management skills and and I know his thing is the CEO, Diary of a CEO, but I think there's more to just stress. It's the attitude, turning up on time, coming into work. I think we've bigger problems. We need to get people into the office more, I think, you know.
We've got four days a week. That kind of worms. Peter Cosgrove, Managing Director of FutureWise, is with us as well. Peter, I suspect you'd agree with Trevor, actually, that you shouldn't be making a judgment call, should you, on what somebody is wearing when they walk into the room about their value to the company.
Absolutely not. I think for once he's speaking quite a bit of nonsense. The reality is, what if he's wearing a hoodie? Your view of wearing a hoodie might be different to his view of wearing a hoodie. You're showing exactly the same biases by just basically, you know, judging someone on the clothes they wear, even though it may not mean anything or even the same thing to them as you. It's this challenge that people are starting to say things like, bring your authentic self to work. But it just doesn't make sense. Like, there's a reason that people have to have certain norms, like, you know, decency, respect and so forth. But if my authentic self is being rude or being obnoxious, I'm not sure people want that authentic self being brought to work. So this idea that, you know, you are who you are. No. When you go into the workplace, the reason he's wearing a suit is they are the professional norms. And you should not be judged negatively for wearing a suit. You should potentially be judged negative for wearing shorts and a t-shirt if nobody told you you shouldn't wear shorts and a t-shirt. So if he doesn't want him to wear a suit, the reality is very simple. You tell somebody, look, we'd like you to wear what you wear every day, and don't kind of judge him based on that.
Well, what about the job interview where you know the job itself won't necessitate wearing a suit? Should you still wear one?
I would tell any candidate that if you're not sure, you ring them and say in advance, ring the person who's setting up, say, look, what should I wear? I would generally wear a suit. Should I wear a tie or not a tie?
But if you ring Stephen Bartlett, he'd probably give you some of that rot about just bring your authentic self. Peter,
exactly. But the good news is you won't get him. You'll get his assistant or one of his many assistants. But I think the problem with interviews in general is they're such a poor way to actually pick the best person. They reckon it's about 22% success rate of the simple interview. you. And then when you're bringing in the fact that you've judged somebody within 30 seconds because of the clothes they've worn or not worn, I think you're causing many more issues. And as Trevor said, if you just speak to the person and ask them questions, you'll work out very quickly if it's somebody you want to work with or not.
Trevor, you mentioned the guy for the New York Giants, and you'd represent lots of people in sports as well. And I assume maybe there's a time, even if it's a kind of a slightly formal setting, maybe they're meeting sponsors or what have you, who are working in the corporate world or the financial sector. I mean, even though those are areas wherein most people are suited and booted, those sponsors, they kind of might want to see the sports person looking kind of sporty.
When athletes call into our office, if it's to pick up a jersey to sign for charity, but if it's a business meeting, they'll be dressed kind of smartly.
Yeah.
Funny enough, because they don't, sometimes, you know, rugby player or the football player on the pitch. And then outside of that, they're the person and they want to be...
But let's say they're going in then to maybe, you know, negotiate some sort of deal with a potential sponsor. I could see maybe then there's the suited and booted approach or somewhere in between. You're dressing smart. But if you're turning up then to represent the sponsor, you know, do they kind of want you to look like you're a sports person? Do you know, if Robbie Henshaw or Sophie Becker or somebody turns up in a shirt and tie, they might say... We kind of want you to look more like the Robbie Henshaw people are used to.
Running around with your jersey
yeah,
on.
Yeah, wearing a dirty jersey.
So we had a talk last Friday with an engineering company, Into Engineering, and it was very kind of, actually really good style. They had Robbie asking the questions to the directors and the team, which I thought was really good.
Yeah.
Asking them about how they started up and their challenges and things like that. But Robbie was dressed smart cash. I think it would have looked a bit strange you riding with the rugby ball under the arm.
Yeah, maybe. So, Peter, do you see, though, because I know you're a lover of a nice suit, I've seen you often enough to know that, are the situations in which people wear suits, is it getting smaller and smaller all the time, the suit-wearing world?
Yeah, there's no question that in most organizations, the tie is gone. Not completely. But as I say to anyone, it's generally you are trying to judge the other person. So if you're going into a very kind of conservative company, let's say an old school law firm, a lot of people might still wear ties. And if you're going to interview for that sort of company, you should be aware of that. But the reality is, in most organizations, the suit is there for kind of client facing. And then often even when the person's not there, they are wearing something more casual. But the challenge for a lot of people is they quite enjoy wearing a suit because it's kind of almost a suit of armor. And it's actually nearly more difficult half the time to find this kind of awful phrase of business casual.
Listen, you can even present Tonight Show on telly without a tie these days. They let people away with anything. Peter Cosgrove, Managing Director of FutureWise, and Trevor Tomley, who's the CEO and co-founder of Sports Endorse. Thanks a million as well, Trevor.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.